Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Final hour of the program happening right now. Glad to have each and every one of you on board for this final hour of the show. Again, take a bow. Take a bow, fellas. Shout out to Wooly Bully. Shout out to Chiafalo, the Nosebleed Boys, for, you know what? We're going to have to do an Eric Chiafalo next.
Yeah.
All right. In honor of Chief being the ultimate fatty. Because, I mean, let's call it what it is. I would argue that when we talk about fatties here at the station, mm-hmm. Woolchuck and Chief.
And they have kids.
So they have kids. That's a W. Which might be why they're staying up late, because of the kids, right? I mean, Chief's got like, what, seven of them? Mm-hmm. All right? And then
he's almost fielding the football
team. He's got like, you know, girl dad, all right? Got like an entire lacrosse team that he's building, all right? So what is there? There's seven players on lacrosse team?
He's competing with Phillip Rivers.
My God, seriously. And then Wooly Bully's got another one, another bun in the oven. Uh-huh. So, you know, he's got another little Wooly Bully on the way. Uh-huh. So, you know, they're up late. They're fattying their brains out. You know, people are crapping on their couches, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
So in honor of Wooly Bully coming strong, shouting us out in the group chat, Chiafalo is going to be the next topic. Now, we're going to do three. We'll do three. And we moved right through it. And I'm going to tell you right now.
And look, it helps when our producer knows what he's doing.
Look, I'll tell you right now, man. That was Hall of Fame haiku worthy there.
They said to give you your flowers. The group chat was loving it.
100%. The bar's been set.
Bar has been set. No exam.
This is the gauntlet has been laid down by Dylon. So Trevor,
step up your game.
Khaki,
step up your game.
New guy Jake,
step up your game.
It's time, boys.
Ross as well.
Ross
or Jet. Everybody. Are we missing anybody?
No. Larry Flores, but he's more of a weekend guy.
Larry Flores, just in case.
Larry, we love you. I'm still waiting on him to show me some. We got to go put a shingle on his roof, for God's sakes. But no. So Dylon. That might be, I mean, look, even after all the, cause, I mean, look, Khaki's done several haikus. Jake's done a handful of haikus. I will say this. The only other producer haiku that's been at the same level as Dylon, Jay Boog.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not sleep on our boy, James Tritely.
I forgot about
James
that.
Tritely can lay ready. Down. James Tritely, the only person I've ever heard do a haiku with only cowboy names.
Yeah. Just name. Kamonte Turpin, Jalen Tolbert, Mozzie Smith.
My man did cowboy names. Doing play-by-play for the Abilene baseball team. So shout out to our boy Jay Boogie, a.k.a. James Tritely, who, again, might be the GOAT when it comes to producer haikus, but he did have more of them. But right now, the Cooper Flag of producer haikus, Dylon.
972, that dude is not a millionaire. No millionaire ever states his worth. That dude is probably making shakes and turning them upside down at Dairy Queen.
Is it shakes or blizzards? I feel like it's the blizzards they turn upside down.
Do you ever tell them to turn it upside down? Can you imagine it?
I've never once asked. Hey, so first of all, I used to work at Dairy Queen back then.
People ask you, can you actually flip it?
That
first?
Wasn't even a thing back then. Nobody was doing that.
Yeah.
Like, look, take your blizzard and get out of my face.
I thought it was a thing like they had to.
Speaking of a blizzard, let's go through my Hinge profile.
That's it. That's it. He never did. So he never did say what he how he made his money.
No, he's not a millionaire.
But here's the thing though. Who's to say? Okay, so the guy that just said real millionaires don't say that. How does he know this? Is he a millionaire?
I don't know. Who's okay. The real millionaire?
So that's what I'm saying. Like, how's a non-millionaire?
I think if I was a millionaire, I would not be quoting my money on 10 o'clock.
Although
and not
we,
on a radio
but at the same time too, who cares though? Like again, you can. It's kind of it is a flex
because his phone number is associated with it. Like
we're gonna look it up.
Like I'll tell you this. I was in Mykonos at Scorpios.
Oh,
a very
humble brag.
Not an easy, you know.
is this part two of this is a haiku.
No.
You freestyling right now. No.
So I'm there. I see this older gentleman.
Yeah.
Probably in his 50s or 60s.
Yeah.
Got a nice shirt on. Got on bright blue pants.
Yeah.
Bright red shoes. Got his wife next to him. Wife probably looked older than him. Like grandma-ish. He looked like around your age, maybe a little bit older, like late 40s, early 50s.
Okay.
I just thought they were having a good time.
Yeah, my age.
I'm walking around. I go, hey, what are you guys' names? They spoke English. I was like, cool. Started chatting with them. Started up a random conversation. Yeah. Next thing you know, they're asking about my job. I tell them. They seem like, you got a nice head
what
on.
What name did you give them?
I gave them Blake. I said, they seem like, you got a nice head on your shoulders, kid. We talked for like 20 minutes.
Yeah,
talking about business, talking about life, traveling, whatever.
Okay.
End of the conversation, I'm like, dude, this guy, I can just tell. I'm looking at his watch. Yeah. His watch costs more than my whole trip. Like, I'm like, this guy's got it on lock.
Yeah.
And he's giving the rich guy laugh. I go, hey. I said, hey, I would love to stay in contact with you.
Yeah.
Because I said, what do you do for business? I said it at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
He said that he is a CEO of a public firm. And that's all he said. And I said, I'd love to give you your email, your phone number. And most people... Instagram. I wasn't going to say Instagram. It's a little childish.
He clearly didn't have
but
one.
Most people were like, even if they weren't familiar, like, they gave you contact information.
He didn't give it.
He was like, he laughed. He goes, I would love to, but I just can't. And his wife is like, yeah, he just can't. So that.
Did he give you a name?
Yeah.
What's his name?
I think it was, I know his lady's name was Kathy. I want to say his name was Bill.
Yeah. White guy named Bill, CEO of a public firm.
Like. But I could just tell. Like, I don't
so
think
did you
I,
ask him at least? Did you follow up with, well, can you tell me what industry it is?
No. I kind of got the vibe that he was not.
He didn't want to get into
but
it.
But that was probably the first time I've talked to someone, and it was like, I can't be giving out my contact information because it's that valuable.
Yeah.
That's money. To me, that's money.
That is.
Not someone flexing that they have 4.5 mil on the text message.
We did say, though... The only thing I'll say is that he did qualify his net worth because we did ask if you've made money, let us know.
And then you should say I'm a millionaire.
Well, maybe that's his way of qualifying. I mean, he qualified it for because anybody can say they're a millionaire, but he's putting a number on it at 4.5 mil. Yeah. I mean, look,
average millionaire.
Either way, yeah.
Middle class millionaire.
4.5, gee whiz.
Make that in my sleep. You want to see what my hinge is talking about?
Of course I want to see what your hinge is talking about.
Okay, here we go. You can tell.
If you had to guess, what do you think he did? Like finance?
No, the way that he was, I don't know, like.
Did he drop any hints about what he did? Or what industry he was in?
I was too drunk to notice, to remember. I'm thinking we're just having a good conversation. I'm going to get his email and follow up. Not I'd have to remember everything he said and recite it. It was like a 30-minute conversation.
Yeah.
Until now. But the way, how the conversation started and what he had on, I was like, this guy makes money.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to talk to him.
Yeah.
Connections.
That's it.
But it didn't work.
What connection?
Okay, so this is...
You think if you told him he was Chris, you might have gotten him.
This girl is from Australia.
Okay.
Cute little photo.
This was from Greece? This is from your Greece trip?
I think this is Greece.
What do you mean you think?
Because I was in a lot of different places, man. I was in different islands and went to California, so I don't exactly remember. This is July 3rd. I was in Greece.
Okay.
I said this to match with her. Because, you know, I told you can send a little sentence as you're trying to match so they can see it instead of just liked your profile says, person said this. We don't have this view in America with a little fire emoji.
This guy here. We don't have this view in America. Okay.
She said, ha ha, well, you could with the two covering the mouth monkey emojis.
Yeah.
And then I just said, what's your Instagram so we can message on there instead? Haha, ha, would love to. It's blank, blank, blank. I do have to tell you a secret first. Haha. Ha.
This is you telling her.
Yeah, I said, yeah, I do have to tell you a secret first. She said, haha, ha, what is it? I said, Chris, it's just an alias. My real name is Blake. I work in sports media, and I don't want my name out there. She said, oh, so you have listeners. What do you do for a living? And then I said, sports media, interview athletes, and talk on the radio. every day.
Yeah.
She said, I'm very interested. Just followed you.
Nice.
So it worked in my...
Did you guys connect?
Yeah, I connected on Instagram.
Okay.
Of course.
Have you talked since?
Here and there, you know, liking. I mean, this is just numbers. It's just numbers.
I mean, it's all we're doing is just getting followers.
Come on, man.
There's no
You saw the follow-up.
I'm not disputing. I'm not disputing your success rate. You know, that there wasn't some wins in this group. Okay, I mean, Rotsa, where are we at? I was thinking about working a Rotsa in my haiku.
Yeah, I just call it Eero. Yeah. It means silver in Greece.
So.
Greek.
Are we just, I mean, are you, if, at what point do you say, all right, look, I'm just good with getting a follower here and then we move on?
A cute follower.
Or how many of these do you want to like actually meet?
I mean, if Shorty said while I was still in Greece, hey, come over to my crib, I would say yes.
Or let's meet out, you know, let's or like, meet out. Like, you know, like, the Ukrainian Russian,
yes.
who I was very disappointed. We didn't find out what side of the war she was on.
Yes. She asked to meet up and I said, okay.
And we did. Yeah. Yeah.
When the numbers are there, two or three are going to bite and actually want to hang out that day. Most of the girls on Hinge are doing the same thing as me. They just want followers. They're not actually trying to meet up. Now, I think it's kind of dumb because if you like someone's profile, you would think you think they're attractive and want to meet up. But most of the girls don't even check.
You just want attractive people to follow you now. That's where we're at.
Nothing wrong with that.
I mean, I guess.
Build up the resume. Other pretty girls like when pretty girls like you. Okay, here's another one for you.
Remember that, if you take nothing else away from this show tonight, Dylon, pretty girls like when pretty girls follow you.
Here's another one for you. I would follow your Insta, but I do have to tell you a secret before I follow. She says this. This is Zara.
Zara.
She said, I would love to know what the secret is. And then I said the exact same thing. Chris is just nailed it. Copy paste. I had it on copy paste.
Copy paste.
Ha ha. But you use your own photos? Question mark. Wouldn't you be recognized, or they would recognize you? Why would you if you change your name? Me, I got to get out of here. What am I going to say? What am I going to say? She kind of caught me.
Duh.
If they do find me, I can lie and say it's not my account and say it's a fan made account.
Wow. You see, you've done too much. This is why you don't give a fake name. Now you know what? You know the saying, the cover up's always worse than the crime? Now you sound like a creep.
She said, you're funny with about four Y's. What if this is a fan-made account with eye emojis? So now she's playing into the joke.
Oh, my God.
I said, well, then my name is Chris. She said, it's okay, Chris. I would also be Blake's biggest fan.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you what. Where are we at right now in society? Have you worked a gotcha down in any of these?
I should.
You've got, if you're going to pretend to be Chris Arnold, you have to put a gotcha down in there somewhere.
We all send the voice matches and go, ooh.
Yes.
as I match with them.
Every time she matches, you got to hit him with an ooh-wee, period.
I'll give you one more. And then
last one.
The one that we did have success rate with. First message I just said, love your name, by the way. She says, thank you. I said, what should I do before I leave Athens? She said, it depends on what you like. I said, I like blank. I put her name and nice views. She said, that was smooth. When are you leaving? I said, on the third, how do I see blank before I leave? Actually, I said before I Alina. She said, I don't know Alina. I just mistyped. I said, but I leave tonight and I leave tomorrow. She said, so I guess we only have tonight to hang out. I said, only if blank wants to see what Texas is about. She said, she sure does. I said, so tonight? She said, what time? I said, do you have a car? And then boom. Yes, sent the number.
Done.
Business is handled.
So
there you go.
Tell you what, we...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
When is Chris on again so we can get his feedback on
his
mentee The young
He's probably
Blake.
Here on Saturday. Y'all could do this during crosstalk. Probably on Saturday.
We're going to have to look this up. We're definitely going to have to look this up.
I got the schedule right here.
All right, Grant is on his way. Let's go to break real quick. Grant is on his way. Like I said, he's running a little late because the post game with the Wings ran a little bit late. But so we're gonna go to break right now. We'll probably go to break a little bit early in the second segment, which by the way, we can have a long last segment to get as much Mavs information about Cooper Flagg and Grant's takes on everything that went down coming up next. So one more segment. Grant Affsett, don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
This next segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket costs. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Well, if you guys were listening, you got an extended cut of Fan After Dark because I left my mic on during the commercial, so hopefully I didn't say anything too bad. I don't really remember what I was saying. I think I was talking about Kyle Filipowski and the texter who texted in about how he made his money. He did come back and say, I earned my millions by investing my extra money in the stock market when I was in my 20s and 30s, 4.5 mil.
Okay.
Now, he could still be lying. He could just be just bored at home and just like loving that we're just talking about him 24/7. And he's like,
we have given Soda Jerk a lot of love tonight.
And then I said, well, then sponsor the show.
Yeah.
He said, I'm not a business.
No. He's not a businessman. He's a businessman. You know, you know.
Jay-Z.
Okay. I know. Just making sure. You worry me every now and again. Yeah. You worry me a little bit every now and
it's
again.
It's also an overrated line, by the way. Jay-Z's overrated. I've told you that 100 times.
Here we go.
Told you that 100 times.
Here we go. Not, look.
We live in the past, man. Rose-colored glasses. Jay-Z this, Jay-Z
Yeah,
that.
Because he was great at his time. You weren't alive for it. You don't know.
I wasn't alive for it. That is correct. Is his music still out? Yes, and I've heard it.
Yes.
I've heard the music that dropped.
And
when I was not alive, it is not good.
No. See, here's where I'm gonna stop you on that. Okay,
Jay-Z.
See, the thing about he's not overrated. He's appropriately rated. Okay, he's appropriately rated. See, I liken musicians to athletes.
Okay,
okay, in the sense that most musicians, their first three or four albums. And with rock music, even though rock today, I don't even know where you would go with it. I guess I'll go with the grunge and alternative that I grew up with.
Do rock albums still come out?
I don't. You know, it's so funny you were saying that because I was listening to Red Hot Chili Peppers the other day, and I was like, who's like this now? Like, who would I even equate this to? But all right, rappers I'll use as an example. Okay, rappers are good for two, maybe three albums, and then they're done.
it's hard to stay on top, man. It's hard to stay relevant.
It's not just that. It's not even that. Because you can still keep putting out music. But I'm saying a rapper who, you know, his first, second, third album where they're still hungry, where they still got a lot to rap about, whether it was drug dealing or, you know, being out in the hood or whatever, or the journey and the grind that they did. Once you make millions,
what are we rapping about?
And
the only person that's really done a good job of that, in my opinion, is Drake. Drake is still like making money and still in.
But he never. But that's the thing, though. He never rapped about the hood.
Hey, I mean, not the hood. He rapped about coming out the mud of Toronto.
Oh, okay. He rapped about his dad not picking him up for, you know, taking him to a shoot. I mean, what are we talking about? Okay,
it's definitely a little different. Yeah, I agree.
But what made Drake different was the fact that he could rap and sing. And I've said that forever. Like, nobody could rap and sing the way Drake could. Like, this dude's over here rapping and then singing his hook, too?
Yeah.
What?
That was...
Nobody had done that to the level he had done that.
Correct.
Okay.
Consistently.
And so, look, you take Jay-Z's first album, Reasonable Doubt. All right? Banger. Banger. Okay? Give me Volume 2, Jay-Z.
But we've already debunked why I think this. When we listened to music together the other day.
Yeah, but it's a
me thing. It's a Blake personal thing.
It's 100% of you thing.
I don't like Jay-Z's rapping style, and there's a lot of rappers that rap like him, so it makes me not like that genre.
I don't know if there's a lot of rappers that rap like him.
And I don't like that, which is fine. I know, I'm not saying Jay-Z is not accomplished. That is not what Blake's saying. I just think he's overrated when people are like, best rappers ever, and they're on the Mount Rushmore.
He's the top 10 rapper of all time.
Top 100%. 10 accomplished.
No, he's a top 10 rapper of all time. Mm. I'm telling you right now, go back and listen to. And I would tell you to listen to Reasonable Doubt, but you won't appreciate it.
I wouldn't.
I'm not even going to bother.
I wouldn't.
And here, and again, I've said this time and time again, and I'll say it again.
Mm-hmm.
50 Cent has the greatest explanation for why we feel the way we do about music.
Okay, what is it?
Because music is as much about
connection.
Connection and where you were at in your life.
100% agree.
Okay. And that's, and again, I will never, like, okay, we're listening to, was it Young Dolph? Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, I
was there when he was alive.
I don't
when he
mind
passed.
Young Dolph. Mm-hmm. Okay. I really don't. All right. And having, and Juice WRLD, another example, mm-hmm. right? Like, I don't mind them.
Especially when it's like emotional music, I think.
Okay. And I don't mind them because I've listened to them thanks to you. Mm-hmm. All right. But it doesn't hit me the same way a Jay-Z. Yeah. An Outkast,
for sure.
A Goody Mob, you know, a Dub C, a West Side Connection. Like, I can tell you where I was at.
That's
in
fair.
Military school at St. John's, Kansas, bumping West Side Connection. And we're all sitting there with a boombox listening to West Side Connection.
That's probably a vibe.
Oh, exactly. And so you those memories that you made at 14, 15, 16 years old with your boys, mm-hmm. listening to whatever music came out at that time.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly. All the people I listened to, I remember having them in my wired headphones,
exactly.
being in high school,
exactly.
walking through the halls, talking about the song that just dropped. And all those people still hold a dear place in my heart. But yeah, Jay-Z's just never been in my top five. But like I said, it's not just a Jay-Z thing. That type of music, that type of rapping, where it's just never been great to my ears. I like more melodic rap, and I've been very open about that. Some people hate it for me. It's not very old school. A lot of people like the more hard hitting, just beat, just talking, well, spoken word, and just I'm gonna go do this and that and pop
might,
and that.
Well, that's not all. I mean, you might like a De La Soul. Mm-hmm. All right, maybe, yeah. You should give a De La Soul some love. Okay, an EPMD. You might want to check them out as an example. All right, you might want to try the Far Side. You know, Lab Cabin California, something along those lines.
I like music that makes me feel good. It's a
oh,
it's
all
more of
that'll
a vibe.
Make you feel good.
It's more of a vibe. Don't get me wrong. I can sit down there. Let's judge the lyrics and go off lyricism and do it. Act like it's the Grammys. I don't care about that when I'm listening to music. How does it make me feel?
Yeah.
What is the beat? What is the vibe? Do I feel happy? Do I feel sad? Not like, let me break down the lyrics and like someone texted in Drake as a ghostwriter. I don't care. I'm not a music composer.
Doesn't matter.
I don't care. I just like how it sounds.
Like, for instance, that new Clips album came out.
It got rated a 10. You see, I sent you that by that music rater.
I did see that.
Would you give it a 10?
I'd give it a 7.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. And Clips.
Hot take, Blake does like Bieber.
Look, here's the thing. I like Clips. Mm-hmm. I don't love Clips. All right. I thought they were. I always thought they were like a good, not great. You know what the clip? You know what Clips is like to me?
I know who Clips is, but I don't know who Clips is. So
I'll tell you who Clips reminds me of. They're kind of like this version of the Clippers. Okay.
Wow.
They're kind of like this version of the Clippers.
So old and washed, but still got potential.
Still, you know what they are? I don't want to say washed. Older. Moments of greatness. Okay.
One injury away.
One injury away, and you're like, okay. You know? And here's the thing. Kawhi can go off on his own and be great. Harden can go off on his own and be great.
Is Clips a band or one person?
No, it's two people.
Okay.
Pusha T and Malice.
Okay, well, okay. I know who Pusha T is.
People were
commenting Pusha T. I was like, I thought this was Clips. Okay, so it's a group.
So Malice was, and you know, there's a joke that, you know, that you never see them in the same room at the same time. Like, are Clips the same? Is it the same person?
But oh, they look similar?
They look identical. Like, literally, they look identical.
Why do they call themselves Clips? What's the history behind that?
I don't know. I'd have to look at it. But all I know is they put an out the album that I...
Well, I don't like it then, because...
Let's see.
I'll tell you
the album that, to me... And like I said, their new album, I don't mind. I need to give it another listen to. Now, I will say this. There's a song with Tyler, the Creator on it, where Tyler, the Creator just...
Snaps. Tyler, the Creator's an interesting one for me. I either love his song or turn it off in five seconds.
No in between with Tyler. Tyler, the Creator can drop some bars.
Yeah.
Or you're like, what am I? My ears are bleeding right now.
Correct.
I mean, there's no in between with him. I'll tell you the Clips album you need to check out, though, if we're being honest.
The whole album?
No. I'm talking about from front to back. Absolutely.
Okay.
Let's see. Where are they at? Hell Hath
Someone
no.
said, everyone's saying they're brothers.
Is that what it is? Okay. Hell Hath No Fury.
Hell Hath No Fury
from 2006. Bro, that album. I'm sorry. Don't get me wrong. This album is good, mm-hmm. but Hell Hath No Fury from 2006? Please. That album goes stupid. All right. Coming up next. Here's the thing. We got Grant coming in. Where's Grant at? Okay, we're still waiting on Grant.
We can wait a second.
All right.
Give me... Right, this is just off the cuff. Give me your most fiery NBA take for the upcoming season. Can be Mavs or not Mavs. You know, a team that you think that no one's talking about is going to
Mavs championship or bust.
I don't know if that's hot. I think a lot of people would agree because you traded Luka, you got to be in the championship bubble.
I'm telling you right now. No, I'm going to say it's championship or bust, and they're going to look dominant doing it.
Oh, you think so? They're going to win the championship.
I'm telling you right now. I think if everything fall, if Kyrie's injury, if he rehabs it, and again, it's going to be kind of a slow burn him coming back. But I'm telling you right now, and it's all, and look, there's so many variables, and I'm going to go ahead and just say it now. Anthony Davis. Here's my hot take. I'll give you a hot take. Anthony Davis plays 65 games and is in the MVP discussion.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Anthony Davis plays 65 games and will be in the MVP discussion. There's your hot take.
That is definitely hot.
There's your hot take, and Cooper Flagg will be the runaway rookie of the year.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now, the 180 that this organization is going to do will blow people's. It will be studied for years. That's my hot take. This team could be scary on paper when it's all said and done.
My hot take is I'm going to go the Orlando Magic win the East.
I don't hate that.
One seed, and
they'll get run off the floor by the Mavericks.
I don't know if they're going to the championship. I just say they're going to win the East like regular season.
Okay. So you don't.
I don't know about
playoff time. You're saying it could be a different story.
Could be a different story.
Okay.
Because the East can be so weak, bro. Think about it.
No,
the Pacers take them out. No Tyrese. No Miles Turner. They lost their two best players.
Boston has no Tatum.
Maybe Jaylen Brown shows he can be a dog. Like they'll still be.
I'm not convinced.
They'll still be like the four seed or something.
Cleveland is the team to me that has the most proof.
Should, right?
Like you can't.
They didn't lose anybody, right? I'm not tripping.
I don't think so, no.
Garland.
And who'd you bring in? Didn't you bring in, you traded for somebody too, I thought, this offseason?
Not a starter.
No, but a valuable, I feel like you had a valuable bench piece, though.
Probably.
Who was it?
It's a lot.
And then Caldwell Pope, didn't he get bought out too? Yeah. By the, where does he go? He's going to the Bucks.
It's honestly, he's going sometimes, to the Bucks.
I could see the Bucks. I'll tell you what, another hot take. I see them making a blockbuster move again too. You got to.
To keep Giannis.
You got to. You have to.
So do you think it's more likely Giannis stays or leaves?
I think he's going to stay. Because it doesn't make sense for him to go anywhere. Because whatever team trades for him is
also going to be worse than the Bucks.
They're going to have to. That's the problem with the NBA that we have now, is that in order for a guy like a Giannis to get moved, you're going to have to gut your team to the point
that you might as well just stay on the Bucks.
You might as well stay with the Bucks, right? So if you're the Bucks, I mean, now...
What if he went to like the Magic and they gave away like just some role players and they keep Paolo and Franz?
But no one's doing that. Because if you're the Bucks, you're an idiot.
We'll take Cole Anthony.
Yeah, well, he's already been. Cole Anthony's going to the Bucks too.
We'll take Jalen Suggs.
Yeah, and his girlfriend. Come on, bring him over to Milwaukee. That's what we're going to do. All right, coming up next, let's see. Is he in the building yet? Nope, don't have a text on him yet. Still not in the building.
In the Western Conference.
Yeah.
Pelicans, top six seed.
That's an asinine take almost.
Let's run through it. Oklahoma City, lock.
Yes.
Mavericks, I think. I don't want to say lock. They could be a weird team.
They're a top three team, hands down.
You're talking about regular season standings. You think there will be a
100%,
lock?
Okay. 100%. Mavericks got Anthony Davis.
Rockets.
Has something to prove.
Rockets.
Yes.
So that's three teams locked into the top six.
Bloodbath, dude.
Who else? Do you think Denver is locked into the top six, or could you see them outside?
Oh, no, they're top six. Okay. I mean, they just fortify. I mean, look, they don't have to play 70 minutes a game anymore. Right. They actually got bench guys now.
So there's four. Who else do you think is locked in the top six?
Clippers. I mean, you just added Bradley Beal. Now they're going to give up 130 points a game. I mean, I don't know who's playing defense on that team.
And then the Lakers?
The Lakers are going to do something.
Yeah. So that's your six.
I mean, did that Western, look.
So if the Pelicans were better than the Lakers, would you be surprised in a regular season?
Yes.
I don't think I would.
Yes, there's no way, because Luke is coming back. Luke is coming back on a vengeance, and I would argue, too.
Oh, wait, we forgot about the Timberwolves.
And we forgot about the Timberwolves. Dude, I'm telling you right now, it is going to be a bloodbath in the Western and the Spurs.
Pelicans 9 seed.
I mean, dude, tell me like to get a play-in game, man.
That's your 7-8. Pelicans, do the Suns make the play-in this year? Do they make the playoffs? With Jalen Green and Devin Booker.
I mean.
Who do you believe in more, the Suns or the Pelicans? Or the Suns, Pelicans, or Trailblazers?
I'll tell you who I believe in over both of them. The Portland Trailblazers. I believe in the Trailblazers more than I believe in both of them.
Didn't they get CJ McCollum?
They did. Or no, wait. Who'd he go to?
No, he went to the Wizards. The Wizards have every old guy. Dude, Chris Middleton, CJ.
Yeah, it's we're bringing 2010 back over in the DC.
Are we missing anybody in the West?
Oh, the Wizards could make the play-in, at least.
Did it? They got a bunch of guys
now.
Oh,
they do! Now, you know, depending on how many games they play.
Did you mention the Rockets?
Yeah, we did.
That was one of the first ones. We did.
I feel like we're still missing somebody, though. Grizzlies. That's who we're missing.
I don't think they're going to be good.
Do you think they're worse than the Blazers?
I do, because I think the Blazers are better coached. And I think the Blazers have
so
a better...
So the Grizzlies are going to be terrible this year. Like bottom three team in the West.
I think the Blazers are going to be fighting it out with the Sacramento Kings.
I forgot about the Kings, too.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's almost unfair
how good
the Western Conference is.
Like, there's probably, what, two...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Two bad teams in the West.
That's what I'm saying. The West goes 10 to 12 deep.
No, 12. They go 12 deep.
I mean, it's going to be sick.
The Kings and the Grizzlies might miss the play-in, and it would be like a 3-4 seed.
Oh, yeah. Easy. Easy.
And then
every team in the West could make the playoffs in the East.
Other than the Jazz. They're probably the only team that's non-competitive this year.
And Danny Ainge is just trading away everybody. Ace Bailey.
Every pick you just see acquire second-round pick.
That's it. I mean, I don't know what he's doing. And they've already learned. Look, they're not going to. Here's the thing about Utah. You need to figure out Danny Ainge. They're not going to rig the draft for you. Okay. No one wants to go to Utah, period. I don't care if you lose 81 games. I don't care if you go 181.
Can they trade Lauri Markkanen already? He's been on the trade block for a year. And they're just holding on to him for some reason. Because they keep winning games. That's what's messing them up.
Yeah. They go on these runs at the very end of the season. No, the Western Conference is going to be sick.
So you think the Grizzlies are going to be bad?
I don't think they're gonna be back. I mean, I'll be competitive, but I just
if they don't make the play-in, that means they're pretty bad.
I mean, I don't think they're pretty bad. I think we've already established the West is gonna be really good.
They traded Desmond Bain.
You traded Desmond Bain. Jaren Jackson's hurt
already.
Okay, and
John Morant, man, he looked good when he came back.
He did, but I'm just sorry, but a 6'3" dude.
Have we moved on from John Morant?
For now, we have.
We were ready. He was in that Anthony Edwards discussion face of the league.
And now we moved on. And then he self-sabotaged. And here's the problem: he's 6'3". At max.
I mean, Steph Curry 6'3".
Okay. Yeah, but Steph had a lot of help.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. If Ja is the number two option on a three, I mean,
I like that. Ja's a number two, I like.
Ja's a number. Look, you put Ja in a three-man rotation where it's him and another guard and a bigger guard and a big man, you're good.
Just playing NBA fantasy. Where do we trade Ja to make them a contender? Like, Ja goes to another team and they become a contender.
I would trade Jimmy Buckets. To the now the Bucks,
Ja Morant,
Milwaukee would be perfect,
and it's Milwaukee.
It's Milwaukee. You can learn how to be a pro from Giannis. That would be ideal.
Somebody said Utah is beautiful, though.
Well,
it's not helping.
Look, we're not saying it's not okay, but that's,
they're playing basketball.
We're not here to
Memphis is ugly, and people
go
there.
They got snow bunnies everywhere. All right, final segment of the program. I don't know where Grant's at. Don't go anywhere.
This final segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations, 2023 and 2024.
What dedication. I'll tell you what. Shout out to our boy, Grant Afseth, who, I'll tell you what, I don't even know if he needs headphones at this point. I mean, we got a whopping 11 minutes, but my man booked. Where do the Wings play anyway? Don't they play like UTA or something like that? All right, hold on. Turn your mic on real quick. There we go. Okay, you ready? Try one more time. They play where?
UT Arlington, College Park Center. Yeah.
So how long did it take you to get here?
About like 35 minutes.
My man was booking over.
Missing turns,
here,
though. That's why. It took me a little longer.
Dude, we're using Waze or Apple?
Apple.
Maps.
Yeah. Apple Maps, worst app ever
created.
Apple
Maps is trash. Apple Maps is so trash.
It did me dirty.
You miss one turn and it has no idea. You're a mesquite. And it's like, oh,
it'll have you driving through buildings for 6 minutes. It's like, I'm not in a building.
Why
I'm still not in a building.
Why am I in the river? Anyway. All right. Look, let's get right down to it. You were in Vegas. You saw the Cooper Flagg experience up close and personal. Initial thoughts.
Yeah, I think he was nervous probably for the 5-for-21 game that he shot in that first the opener. But I think he was really poised, and it was a great test overall for him. They want to put a lot on his plate as a initiator. And Summer League actually is like a really underrated test for that because you get 10 fouls as a defender, a lot of hacking, ball pressure. So, yeah, I think like that was a great like stress test for him, and I think he handled that really well.
10 fouls.
They don't want people fouling.
It's like LA fitness rules.
yeah, it really kind of is. It was a good test, yeah.
My favorite stat from Cooper Flagg in Summer League wasn't the points, wasn't the rebounds, wasn't the blocks. It was that he played 63 out of total, 80 total minutes and had 3 turnovers. That was my biggest takeaway, that in his first experience of getting a lot of ball pressure, playing against Carter Bryant, who's a great on-ball defender, guys doubling him, pressuring him, and 3 turnovers. What was kind of the staff and coaching staff's reaction to kind of how he handled everything?
Yeah, I think they really appreciate how steady he is as a player. Like, he's going to make high-quality decisions on a very consistent basis, as you had mentioned. And I think just a lot of his strengths also stood out, too. Like, he's very big for a player that you want to be playing at the 2 or even at the 1. And his ability to get downhill to his right hand, that was evident. And then when a shot falling, he's pretty effective going to his left. I still think there's room for him to grow in that regard as well too. But overall, I just think he kind of showed the full 18-year-old arsenal that he's got, and very curious to see how he'll grow long term.
Early player comp. I said Tatum, he said Scottie Pippen. Let's get early with it. I know it's been 2 summer league games, but let's throw him out there.
Sky's the limit.
Honestly, I feel like I see a decent amount of like Kawhi Leonard is kind of yeah, like kind of extending the range, really good, like probably
long follow through.
Yeah, like has to probably get more arc on the shot and everything. I think he checks a lot of those same boxes overall.
Now, I think Tim Legler said he was 6'10". Did you have a chance to talk to him or stand next to him?
I mean, I stood right in front of him.
Okay, so how big is he?
I would say maybe like 6'9 and a half, 6'10, something like
okay,
that.
Okay, so he is pushing every bit of 6'10.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Lanky guy.
He is. He absolutely. And the scary part is we talked about this. I mean, he could grow another couple inches.
No, for sure.
What's the latest on our boy Derek Lively?
Well, I think he had the
the bone spurs removed or whatever.
Yeah. But I think there's expectation that he and Anthony Davis with the detached retina situation will be ready for training camp.
Did we know that AD?
Well, he had an eye. Like, it was pretty clear. Like, I didn't know the specifics, but his eye was really messed up for a little while. Like, it was. I didn't know if it was like something under his eye, like that, like swelled. But
isn't that crazy? Yeah. We get a training staff of certificates and
surgeries. Well, once you get qualified staff, although you wonder too if they knew. But I wonder if it was one of them deals where he's like, no. There's no way I'm missing time over a detached retina. I've already caught flack for everything else. If I miss time for an eyeball, I'll never be able to.
Well, you could even see in the play-in game, he was still grabbing like at that area.
Absolutely,
for, like,
no, he still didn't look
falling
right.
Apart a little bit.
Yeah. So you say this dude's got an eyeball problem and can't play because of that? Oh, he would.
MFFL Twitter would have been on him. Okay, I asked Frederick hot take about the NBA season. I said the Pelicans would make the playoffs. And then I said,
and then we rattled off the entire Western Conference and the bloodbath that it's going
to
be.
Where do you see the Mavs falling in that Western Conference realistically in the regular season standings?
Well, I think with Kyrie being out for, I would say, I'm guessing maybe like 50 games, because you also got to factor in the back to backs and everything.
Yeah.
And someone coming off that injury is probably not going to play in those. I think the play in range, I think. Probably the lower part of the playing range, because I think there's a lot that can go wrong in an 82 game season.
Okay, this is you and Fred. Now, Fred,
playing game.
Fred has him as a top 3 seed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Y'all go back and forth.
Wow. Well, if they stay healthy, which it's just, I guess me, I might be biased to the outcome of not staying healthy because of seeing them so much.
Well, that's why it's a hot take for me. I said this much. I said top 3, Cooper's your runaway rookie of the year, and AD will be an MVP candidate.
Well, yeah, if AD's an MVP candidate playing
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, 70-ish.
AD has something to prove.
That's true.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I just feel like AD can rewrite his entire legacy if he leads this Mavericks team to a championship.
That's true. And I guess, adding D'Angelo Russell, if he's steady, you know.
He can take some of the load. I'm with you 110% because the great equalizer in sports is what if when it comes to injuries, right? And what's the number one ability? Availability. Okay. So I'm with, we could do the whole thing with AD and it's not even fun anymore, right? Like it's just not fun anymore because we understand, but I'm going to go with the Jacob DeGrom vibes. Okay. Did we expect Jacob DeGrom to be a Cy Young candidate?
No, we did not.
In the first part of this season?
We did not.
I mean, I know you're Mavs and Wing, but I know you watch some Rangers baseball.
Yeah.
And I know none of us in this room, Dylon, did you expect DeGrom to be doing what he's doing?
Absolutely not.
I'm telling you right now, I think AD comes back in the best shape of his life with a vengeance, and we see him. All we need him to play 65 games. Let him play 60 to 65 games. You get a PJ, a Najee, Clay's dating Megan Thee Stallion now.
You think if he plays 60 games, he's an MVP candidate?
Well, if it takes him to get, because you got to play, what, 65?
I think so, yeah, if I remember correctly.
If he's balling, I think he'll hit that 65 threshold and be in the conversation, which that's all we need. I'm not saying he needs to win one, but we're all in agreement. If he's in the conversation, we're feeling all right about things.
Joel Embiid and Anthony Davis both do not have season-ending injuries. Who has a better chance of winning MVP?
AD.
Okay.
AD, 100%.
Joel Embiid's still a dog.
I'm not saying he's not, but I'm just saying AD has something to prove. AD's won a championship, and I think with what happened, look, we give him zero love for the 2020 championship, right? Or the bubble championship. Then he basically gets cast aside here in Dallas through no fault of his own, right? Or it wasn't anything he did. Hey, guys have egos too, and there's something to prove if you're AD.
Well, to also to add to your case, Mike Pemberthy worked with him a lot with the Lakers during that time period, and he's on the staff. So
we pretty much got the Lakers staff now.
Yeah. There's a lot of hit the ground running kind of continuity there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of Lakers, LeBron, is he coming?
I don't think a trade would be viable. So I think that I just don't see the Lakers with their financial like history. I know they're selling in the process of that, but like. Paying LeBron to not pay basketball or play basketball for you.
That seems crazy.
When there's also been things of like people talking about how they don't even pay for like synergy accounts and stuff like that.
Well, but the new guy's got deep pockets.
That's
though.
True.
He's got stupid money.
But
right?
That'd be crazy though if you buy a team and your first order of business is, all right, I'm paying LeBron to not play basketball for me. That'd be kind of crazy.
It would be crazy, and I'm with you 110% on that. It's two things. One, it's crazy, and B, it's just bad business.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
If you're the Lakers, you need players and picks, and you just, look, trade buying out Bradley Beal makes all the sense in the world because there's no team in the world that's taking on that crap contract. You're not buying out LeBron James. You need too much.
Cooper Flag, weakness. What does he need to work on?
I think for the most part, continuing to be consistent from three, like pull-up threes, and then going to his left hand, I think would probably be less reliance on the like mid-range pull-up going left, maybe improving the finishing as well. I think, but that's like kind of nitpicking. I think he's pretty phenomenal all around for like, an 18-year-old.
I feel like he's just got like a high floor. Like, you're nitpicking. I nitpicked. Fred has, but we're splitting hairs. Like, Cooper Flagg already at 18 is like a very well-polished player that... There's guys that are 24 in the league, and we're like, I wish he could do what Cooper Flagg's doing.
I've been trying to tell you.
Your take on tonight's game, the Aces versus our Paige Beckers-led Wings. They get the L tonight. How did Paige look? How did the team look? How are you feeling about Paige and the team moving forward?
Yeah, I think starting with the game, their perimeter players were struggling to make shots. It's been a rough stretch for them coming off that 0-3 road trip, and that continued in this game. I think they made a great effort to come back. They were down quite a bit in the third quarter. They've had some like really low-light quarters. Like in Indiana, they were outscored in the second quarter by like a huge margin, and that kind of ended the game there. But this game, they came back. I think they were down within four. Late in the game, so there's a lot to take from that, a lot of positives. I like a lot of their front court pieces that they've added, like Haley Jones does a lot of little things, Lee Yeru, Luisa Geiselsuter. I think they do like a lot of that like dirty work, playing off of the top players on the perimeter really well. I just think they're going to need that like all-star break to get a little healthier and have that couple practice days. And, you know, just during the season, it's really rough when you have players leaving for Eurobasket and then coming back and then players getting hurt in and out of the lineup. So just having some consistency, I think, would help them a lot.
How do you feel about using a fake name on a dating app?
Using a fake name?
Yeah.
I don't know what that would accomplish for you, to be honest. This seems kind of crazy. Like,
just throwing it out there. Just throwing it out there. Well, we'll tell you more during... are you on a dating app?
No.
Okay.
Right. Nick Angstad is. He tweeted out the other day. Just Dallas Wait. Media member.
That's it. That's Chris, in case you didn't know. His alter ego. So, all right. Last thing. Anything we should be looking for? What do you got? What are you working on between? Because we don't have... I mean, really, basketball is pretty much quiet now that there's really nothing going on for the next, what, month, 2 months?
Yeah, I think for the most part, you got the Wings playing. And then aside from that, we got PJ Washington being eligible for a contract extension coming up in August. And then just keeping tabs on health situations for players going into training camp.
Is he
going
to sign it, the extension?
Yeah, I think he's eligible for 5 for $90, if I remember correctly.
Okay, that
I think
right.
Same as Daniel Gafford. And... from everything that I've understood, I think there's optimism that they'll get something done. I don't know the specifics
loaded,
on that.
Dude, it's insane. Will Jaden Hardy be on this team when the season starts?
Well, I think if you just compare the numbers, he's going to make more than D'Angelo Russell by a couple hundred thousand.
Wow.
So I don't know if you're going to be able to, like, with how strict the finances are for teams, I just don't necessarily think that's someone that, like, they're going to want to take a gamble on the contract extension.
Maybe get Nimhard in here.
That's wild. All right, look, we're down to the last 15 seconds. We will do, I'll tell you what, let us, you. Well, we'll talk after this. We'll do this again when you got more time on a night when you don't have to cover anything. Shout out to Dylon. Epic performance tonight from him. Shout out to our boy David Bierman as well. For the Phenom, I'm Fred. Grant Afsith. Good night. God bless.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.